And welcome back to the KCII Radio Coaches Corner. We are now going to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Hillcrest Academy Senior Kobe Borntregger. Kobe, it's great to have you on this week. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Kobe, we gear up for the spring sports. You have soccer coming up, but the reason why we have you on this week is you recently participated in the Southeast Iowa All-Star Senior Basketball game. Happened a few weeks ago. You had a fine season for the Ravens. So let's talk about the All-Star game, Kobe. What was it like to play with some of the best athletes in the area and some players you might have seen quite a few times over the years as opponents?
It was great playing against some of the guys who I played against for so long. I've never really talked to them or been able to get to know them, but during that All-Star game, I was able to become friends with them a little bit, get to know them, and then we just hung out, had a good time, played the basketball game. It was a great day.
Mm-hmm. How'd the actual game go?
We won our game by 10 points. I was on a team with other players from our conference, such as the two Highland kids, McFarland and Adamson, and some other people from Winfield and Columbus. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, pretty cool. And, you were part of the Hillcrest Academy team, went 11-10 this year in your senior campaign. You were one of just a couple seniors. Just looking back at the year, what stands out to you about the season?
Our season was cut shorter than I obviously wanted to, losing in the first round, but sometimes things like that happen. But one of the best things about this year is the way that we were able to grow as a team. During the season, we kind of started out really slow, and then eventually went on that over a 10-game stretch. We won 7 games, and that was kind of the biggest stretch of improvement for our team, and it was really noticeable.
Mm-hmm. You know, the few games that I did see Hillcrest play, and you did a little bit of everything for the team. What type of role did you really take on here in your senior year?
Well, Dwight just wanted me to be in a role of leadership almost, and just kind of do whatever I needed to do to help the team win. Whether that was getting rebounds, passing, getting steals, scoring, like anything like that, Dwight just wanted me to do so I could help get our team some wins.
Mm-hmm. How do you think, from an individual standpoint, that you improved over the years, maybe even from your junior to senior year?
I would say that my jump shot definitely improved over the years. Coming in as a freshman, I could barely shoot the ball at all. I was also very uncoordinated, and so that definitely improved a lot over the years.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned Coach Dwight Ginrich. Obviously, he's been around a long time, one of the best in the state. What was it like to learn and to be a player under, a legend like Coach Dwight Ginrich?
I've just been very grateful to have a coach like Dwight. Like, hearing stories of other people having Dwight as their coach when I was growing up, and then being able to experience him now as I'm in high school, he's just been great, and I've been able to learn so much from him.
Let's get away from basketball a little bit, Kobe. You are part of the soccer team. Obviously, the season's in limbo right now. I'm sure you're spending a lot of time at home. So what have you been doing during this quarantine life to try and stay busy?
I've been running around our farm a lot, been trying to keep in shape for soccer so that we can, if we do resume play, that we can be a good team still. Because we've gone to state 2 years in a row, and I want to make that 3 years in a row now.
That's right. And Hillcrest Academy has actually moved to online classes. I know there's some schools that aren't doing anything right now, but you've been switching to online. How's that been going?
It's been weird, but also good at the same time. It's been nice to go back to learning something so I have something to do at home, but it's also been like, it's also school.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much I want to do it.
That's right. Well, let's hope that the season gets going in mid-April. Obviously, Hillcrest Academy has a strong soccer tradition. What's the outlook on the year?
We lost a bunch of good seniors last year, but we still got a good team coming in this year, I think. So I think if we can make a deep playoff run, there's always a chance for us to make a good deep playoff run.
Mm-hmm. And what's the leadership role that you'll take on this spring for the team?
I'll probably be a captain with one or two other seniors. I'll be on defense, just trying to lead our team from the back, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, last year and all the previous years, known as Iowa Mennonite School, how has it been, the transition to Hillcrest Academy and to have, a mascot, the Ravens, in the front of your chest? What's that been like?
I'm not completely used to it yet. Every once in a while, I still say IMS. And a lot of other kids at our school still do, too. So we're not all used to it yet, but I like the idea of Hillcrest Academy and having like a mascot. It's something different and kind of makes us stand out a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure. And when your time does run out at Hillcrest Academy, what are you going to miss most about being a Raven?
The community feel at the school is something that I've never experienced before. Everyone at school knows each other. Everyone at school is friends with each other. So that's kind of what I've been missing now, too, during this quarantine, is that I haven't been able to be with my friends and everyone at Hillcrest, who's just been so great.
Mm-hmm. And what's the future plans look like for next year?
I plan on attending the University of Iowa to study accounting or something like that. I'm not exactly sure yet, but those are my plans as of now.
All right. Go Hawks. So why the U?
I didn't want to go all the way to Iowa State.
So why accounting?
It's something that I've been good at school. I don't know. It's something that interests me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Last question before I let you go here, Kobe. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
Before games, our team always gets together outside of our locker room, and we start stretching. We do some ball handling. We do all sorts of things out there. And we have our physical trainer down there to get us stretched out, too. And so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kobe, congratulations on a great basketball career, and hope to see you on the soccer pitch here soon.
All right. Thank you.
That's Kobe Borntraeger, a senior at Hillcrest Academy. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Let's step aside one final time and close things out on the KCII Radio Coaches Corner right after this.